In this episode, I am not only going to cover offender profiling, but also defining crime and ways of measuring crime. So, let's get started. Problems with defining crime. Cultural issues. What is a crime in one culture may not be in another culture. Historical issues. Definitions of crime change over time. Ways of measuring crime. Official statistics. Records reported and recorded crime published by Home Office. Evaluation. Underestimating the dark figure. And Farrington and Dowd, differences in police recording rules. That's Farrington and Dowd's D-O-W-D-S. Victim surveys. Records experience of crime over a given period, e.g. crime surveys. Evaluation. More likely to have unreported or unrecorded crime. For example, if someone has experienced rape, they may not want to shed all the details because they may feel embarrassed or ashamed. Offender surveys. Offenders disclose details, e.g. offender crime and justice survey. Evaluation. Insight into numbers of criminals responsible for certain crimes. However, some crimes may be under or overrepresented. Now we move on to offender profiling. The top-down approach, which is the US model. Offender profiling. This narrows down a list of suspects and generates a hypothesis about the likely offender. Top-down approach. In this approach, a match is made between what is known about the crime and the pre-existing templates developed by the FBI. There are two types of offenders. Organised offender. Evidence of planning, control and deliberate targeting of their victims. Professional with high IQ. Disorganised offender. Little planning, spontaneous, lower than average IQ and in a low paid job. Evaluation. Only applies to certain crimes, e.g. rape, arson and cult killings. Also, classification is too simplistic. Motive may be more important than type. The bottom-up approach, which is the UK approach. It builds a profile from analysis of a crime scene. Investigative psychology. Interpersonal coherence. Behaviour at the crime scene reflects behaviour in everyday life. Time and place may suggest dwelling place. Forensic awareness suggests previous crimes or the lack of. Geographical profiling. Crime mapping may reveal offender's centre of gravity and whether a marauder or commuter. A marauder being someone who would stay in where they live and not move, so crimes would happen near where they live, which is how you can tell whether they're a marauder. A commuter being someone who travels for their crime. Evaluation. Evidence for geographical profiling. Lundrigan and Cantor. Spatial info was key in determining the offender's base. Mixed evidence for profiling. Successful capture in only 3% of cases. Question time. Question one. Why in victim surveys could there be some crimes that are unreported or unrecorded? Answer. Because if someone has experienced rape, then they may be ashamed or embarrassed and not want to disclose the information involved. Question 2. What is the process behind offender profiling? Offender profiling narrows down a list of suspects and generates a hypothesis about the likely offender. Question 3. What is meant by interpersonal coherence? Answer. Behaviour at the crime scene reflects behaviour in everyday life. And that is all. Thank you for listening and for getting to the end. See you again. Yeah. Bye.